like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so
alright, welcome to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You are tuned in live this Tuesday, July 15th, and I have a special treat for you, a very distinguished guest. Before I do, I just want to touch on a couple of things. You know, I mentioned it last night, you have the power, ladies and gentlemen, to restore the Republic. And that is no small feat at this stage in the game, but you know what? It can be done. I seriously and firmly believe that. And if we all band together, arm in arm, we can restore the Republic. You know, you see, we're hearing all kinds of crazy stuff in the news. I mean, you don't have to go very far. It's everywhere. Obviously, the economy is tanking. The political issues on the landscape are legion. And, you know, the Indie Mac issue, Fannie Freddie, I mean, my goodness, you know, now we're hearing WaMu probably gone by Monday. All of that is what it is. And this is no surprise. You can go to websites like ml-implode.com. Any of you that know my background know that I came from the mortgage industry, and we've been tracking that for years at this point. This is not a mystery. This is something that we knew was going to happen. It's basically the harvesting of the assets and the plunge guarantee at this point. It shouldn't be there should be no mention of a plunge protection team. It should be called the plunge guarantee team, because that's really what it is. In point of fact, it's actually protecting the plunge to ensure that it happens. So these things are not mysteries, but be that as it may, we can restore the Republic. It is incumbent upon each one of us to do our part. Ladies, Your man knows that this is a difficult time. He knows that things are tough. He knows that the economy has absolutely tanked, primarily and increasingly during the Bush administration. He hears you. He understands your concerns. You need to hang in there with him. As the old saying goes, you need to dance with the one what brung you. And guys, make sure that you listen to her concerns, because she is not built like you. She's not built for war. She doesn't understand the concept the way you do of going out and, you know, fighting 1,000 battles and, you know, getting up and being slain every day. She doesn't work like that. And, she needs you to understand that and, have a tender heart when it comes to those issues, and really do whatever you can to comfort her and deal with her tenderly. And kids, make sure you listen to your parents. Let's not run around acting like fools. Let's restore the Republic, each one of us. It's incumbent upon each one of us to do our part, and together we can do it. We can band together, and we can make that happen. And it doesn't matter what anybody's telling you. It doesn't matter. You know, the news is what it is. Yes, bad things are happening. I understand that full well. Part of that is a promulgated issue. You need to understand that history tells us that that's what despots do. Hey, stick around. We'll be right back with my distinguished guest. It's a surprise. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be right back. Road Warrior Video Broadcast.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, you know, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, welcome back to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Thanks for tuning in this evening. The all-new format, 1 hour an evening, 9 Pacific, 5 days a week, coming to you live, bringing you the truth, as I said. Well, my special guest this evening is a very distinguished gentleman, and I got to tell you, not having known him very long, I can already tell you he's smooth as silk, razor sharp, and cuts twice as deep. He enjoys laughing and joking and having fun, but make no mistake, he's no one to trifle with. And he means business. He's part of a wonderful organization, which is an amalgamation of some of the most brilliant minds in the country right now. And that organization is coppercards.com. And my guest tonight is Charlie Sprinkle. Thanks for coming on, Charlie.
More than welcome, Al.
I wanted to start out. You said anything is on the table. We can talk about anything. You said women, fast cars, and moonshine, and those are three of my favorite subjects.
That pretty well covered the ball game.
Exactly. The audience isn't privy to what happened earlier today, and as I was saying earlier, I got a window into the organization of Copper Cards, and this is no run-of-the-mill organization as far as I'm concerned, and I'd like to dedicate some time to discussing that. And if anybody's interested in talking to Charlie, maybe asking him some questions, or you have a particular issue that you want to raise, feel free to call in. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. But as I said, Charlie, you know, the audience obviously didn't get to listen in earlier, and you know, it is abundantly clear that Copper Cards is no run-of-the-mill organization. This is a group of some of the brightest minds. I mean, yourself, everybody knows who Russell Means is. Everybody know, you know, most people who've been around for a while know who Clive is. They know who Sheriff Mack is. They probably know who a number of these people are. They've been around for a while. They've seen these names. And these people are all working together.
This is incredible. That's what they've done. They've scoured the country for the people that have been most successful in what they're doing. And the what they want to do is to bring this this revolution that's coming on big time right now to a peaceful conclusion. We're a non-violent peaceful organization that is educating the average person as to what is going on in the country today. And our main focus will be on bringing criminal politicians and government officials to bay.
Yeah. And, you know, a brilliant, I mean, you know, Clive is a brilliant man who's obviously worked in, you know, some of the...
Extremely intelligent.
Yeah. And, you know, you get the clear indication that this is a well-thought-out organization. And as he mentioned this evening, you know, it's already been tested. He's tested it personally. And these are people, as you said, who are all experts in their respective fields. You know, these are people who have been walking the walk for a while. They're not just sitting around talking. And
that's right. I've been traveling all over the United States for 37 years without a driver's license, and I've been accosted a couple of times, and I've been very successful in not being fined or jailed or penalized in any way for my travels, and I operate the automobile like most people refer to it as driving, but I'm not driving because I'm not in a commercial, I'm not being paid, I'm just going where I want to go.
Yeah.
It's called traveling. But I've been doing it at my will for the last 37 years, and any police officer that don't think I need to be doing that finds himself in court, and his wife is upset because she's answering the charges also.
Exactly. You know, and that was something that was indicated on the call earlier. The constitutional nature of all of this, and you know, the basis out of which all of this arises. The words of Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, come to mind when he said, "Enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppression of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits of the dawn of day." I got to tell you, I mean, you know, you travel around the country. Most people don't even, you know, they're probably aghast when they hear you say that. You know, I don't have a driver's license because I'm not driving. I mean, are they shocked?
Oh, they're totally disbelief. For the first 30 years, everybody I would talk to would say, they're going to put you in jail one of these days. And they've had 37 years to do it, and if there was any way they could do it, they would have done it, believe me.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that have went to jail for up to 2 years for not having a driver's license, and some even more than that.
Yeah. Well, that's a fascinating discussion. Can we maybe touch on that a little bit for the folks that aren't familiar with exactly how that works? I mean, what are the nuances of how you don't wind up in jail for a period of 2 years?
Or... The officer that stops me is interfering with my travel. That's a violation of my constitutional rights right there. So when he stops me, he's already violated my rights and is subject to lawsuit. What he does after that just makes matters worse for himself. And because I'm not in commerce, I'm not being paid to operate a motor vehicle. The definition of driver is one who is paid for a performance. motor vehicle is a vehicle that is licensed to carry goods for hire. In other words, if a vehicle is carrying wheat or oats or barley or beer or whatever, household goods, is being paid by a person to transport their goods. A passenger is a person who pays a driver to operate a motor vehicle, and then the passenger is one who pays. So if you have somebody traveling with you, they're not passengers, they're company, and they're fellow travelers. And the police officer that doesn't understand that is just taking his police career in his own hands, because when I get through with them, they don't have a career. They have the jail sentence.
That's abundantly clear. That was something that was indicated on a call earlier, too. You know, to reverse the misprison of justice, really, that's occurring across the country, and the continual encroachment. The discussion that was had earlier and the way that was reversed, and suddenly you see that, as Clive was saying, you shine the light on these issues, and the more light you shine on it, the more abundantly clear it becomes that there is an encroachment, there is a violation, but it's not on your part.
Right.
It's on the part. Exactly. And these people that are violating the rights of citizens across the country don't even realize that they're doing it. But as the discussion was unfolding earlier, it's clear, once that person gets into court, as you said, they find themselves in a situation where they're in hot water. Not only that, but their wife, and it's probably one of those tar baby issues where everybody that touches the tar baby suddenly finds himself in hot water. Am I correct?
That's right. Absolutely, and the judges are becoming very well aware of that, and they most often will just dismiss the case before they even get to arraignment. In other words, you come in and the judge sees your paper. Well, we file certain papers into the court, and of course, the judge recognizes the language in the papers, and they say, "We don't want a part of this mess," and they just dismiss the case right there.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point. The officer has already violated enough law to put himself in jail.
If you want to pursue the charges. That's a concept, I think, that is so foreign to most people. But that's where we need to be for the restoration of the Republic. And this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. When you hear these kinds of words, you need to understand that this comes from someone who has, again, walked the walk. As you say, I mean, you've been doing this for decades.
Yeah.
And so it's clear that you know whereof you speak.
Most of your DMV code books, if you read them, will tell you that an officer of the law is the only time he can turn his lights on is when he's when he's signaling there's a felony being committed. Or there's a danger of some kind that he's trying to prevent, mayhem and confusion on the highway. Well, when you're going down the road, say, 10 miles over the speed limit, and you're not in Commerce, and he flips his lights on, he has already violated his own DMV code book. He's already committed a felony when he turns his lights on. Now, if he pulls you off to the side of the road and interferes with your travel and you're not in Commerce, he has violated the Constitution of the United States, and he's almost right close to committing treason.
So the obvious question then becomes...
He's impersonating a district attorney, because the district attorney is the only one that can write a summons for you to come to court. And it just gets it don't get any better. It just keeps getting worse.
The grand jury wasn't convened to issue the summons, and as you said,
right.
It just continues to get worse.
It's all downhill.
Hey, folks, stick around. We'll be right back with my special guest, Charlie Sprinkle from Copper Cards. You're listening to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. We'll be right back.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Rogue Warrior Radio Broadcast. You are tuned in live this Tuesday, July 15th, with my special guest, Charlie Sprinkle, who has been fighting back the forces of tyranny and despotism, literally, for decades, and successfully at this point. And we were talking off-air briefly. I'd like to mention that I actually had an opportunity to sit in on a case today that was, speaking of misprison of justice, this is definitely a shining example of just such a thing. But what was encouraging about this particular instance is that usually, I know that most of the patriot community has little time, including myself, for public defenders. But in this case, this gentleman In the case in which I was sitting in was a hero, in my opinion. This guy was amazing, questioning the officer who literally assaulted a gentleman for riding his bike at night and didn't happen to have a headlight on his bike and happened onto a traffic stop. You guys have actually, anybody that listens to my show and follows it has actually heard this gentleman's testimony. You can see the video on YouTube, if you go to youtube.com/JonasGospel, and it's the Deloitte Scott playlist. You can play the video and see for yourself. The video testimonial is unimpeachable. The video doesn't lie. Camera doesn't lie. Anyway, this gentleman happens onto a traffic stop, is asked for his ID, says he doesn't need any. Officer says, yes, you do. He says, well, am I under investigation for a crime? He says, yes, you are. So the gentleman says, I'm going to need my assistance at counsel. Next thing you know, you can watch the video for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't seen it, he gets grabbed by the neck and thrown to the ground by two officers. And this is a 54-year-old disabled Vietnam veteran. This is how we treat our veterans. And all of this because, as you hear on the video, because he didn't provide his ID, because he didn't show his papers. And that's the other end of the spectrum that we see happening. But what I saw in the courtroom today was that the public defender questioned the arresting officer, said, did you graduate successfully from your academy? Yes, he did. He's completed all of his training. And then he says, did you place him under arrest? For a crime, yes, what was the crime? No headlight on his bike. And then the public defender says, do you not know the difference between an infraction and a crime? So what's your take on that, Charlie?
What did the judge ultimately do with it?
You know, that's a good question. I haven't had a chance to, I had to leave in the middle. And I will tell you this, though, what was mind-boggling was, you know, this was a preliminary hearing, and obviously they're expecting some kind of a plea bargain. It sounds like, you know, they're looking for a no contest or something. And the public defender defense is basically defending the case at the preliminary hearing. And so finally the judge was perturbed, and he's scratching his head, and he says, are you presenting defense here at the preliminary hearing? And, you know, counsel says, yes, I am. And he says, why are you doing that here? And basically it came down to the fact that the public defender said that he was defending on the basis that the officer, and now I'm forgetting the details of the case. Anyway, he was pleading self-defense, and that the defendant wasn't using excessive force in defending himself. And so it was a clear issue of self-defense. Well, then the judge was, you know, completely frazzled at that point, and he says, to what end, you know, to what purpose, what remedy do you seek, counsel? And the public defender said, well, dismissal. You know, we shouldn't be here. In fact, this gentleman who was defending himself should be, he should be prosecuting, actually, because he was literally assaulted. And again, you can go look at the video. The video doesn't lie. So that sent the judge off into closed quarters for several minutes, 10 or 15 minutes at least. It's unbelievable. Like, you're not supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, or you're not. And that was mentioned, you know, the preponderance of evidence, you know, the fact that there was basically no evidence to support the fact that they were even there. And in point of fact, all of the evidence seems to support the fact that this gentleman was assaulted. But, you know, as I said, that sent the judge off into closed quarters, the magistrate. And that's where I had to step out. So,
well, basically, do you know the guy with the bicycle, or the defendant?
I do.
Okay.
How about this? I can neither confirm nor deny that allegation. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, I do.
What you do? The officers had no jurisdiction to start with. They have no jurisdiction over private travel.
You can hear him saying that on the video. In fact.
Their jurisdiction is only in commercial travel. And that jurisdiction is in the Department of Motor Vehicles.
We're headed into a break. We'll jump into that when we come back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Welcome back to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast with my special guest, Charlie Sprinkle of Copper Cards, coppercards.com. And, boy, I'll tell you what, if you haven't figured it out yet, that he is one of the brilliant minds behind Copper Cards, and he is, again, you know, not one to be trifled with, because he knows who he is and what he is and where he is. He understands, the constitutional foundation of this country, who he is as sovereign. And so if you haven't figured that out just by listening to him, do yourself a favor real quick and check for a pulse, because I'll tell you what, this guy is brilliant. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in and ask Charlie questions. And you were saying while we were off the air, Copper Cards is open for membership, and can you give a good, succinct description of what Copper Cards is and tell us a little bit about the membership, please?
Copper Cards is going to be an educational operation that educates people to what a real role in society is as a community. We'll have people that's called, referred to as guardians, and each guardian in a neighborhood will have 1,000 members that they're responsible for keeping track of. And if anybody gets pulled over by a police officer or CPS comes in or their house is going up for mortgage or whatever, they contact their guardian. The guardian goes into our files, pulls out the necessary papers, files them with the court, and stops the problem right there and then. And that's the Copper Cards is open to membership, and all you have to do to be a member of Copper Cards is buy shares of the company. And those shares will eventually become worth more valuable than they were when you bought them, and they will also pay a dividend. Their shares will pay dividends just like any other stock on the market. And when they open up to public sale, those shares will go up in value immensely, especially when we're saving people's houses, saving people's kids, saving them money at the traffic courts, and just doing all kinds of good things in the neighborhood, backing off the city council when they're trying to come out and make you move stuff off your yard that you've been saving for 200 years. whatever that might be, it might be junk to other people, but it's valuable to you, so it's your stuff.
Family heirloom. Whether it's
junk cars or junk bicycles or even as far as that goes, brand new cars and brand new bicycles, it doesn't make any difference.
Now, those are family heirlooms, right?
Whatever they are, they're valuable to the person that owns them. And the government has no business whatsoever in coming out and telling you what's valuable and what's not valuable and what looks good and what don't look good. The beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. Well, I like my place all junked up with cars and old weed eaters and stuff like that, but my neighbor thinks it's not too good an idea. But I told him, I said, if you don't like the way my place looks, you get over here and straighten it up any way you want it.
Perfect.
And they've left me alone so far.
speaking of real property, one of the most encouraging things that really caught my attention when I first started looking at Copper Cards was the word allodial, speaking of that issue.
Oh, yes. We're going to end the property tax and get everybody allodial titles on their property if they're members of Copper Card. Now, the people who don't have sense enough to join Copper Cards are just going to have to suffer with government as it is.
Well, what are we going to do when, if this works the way that it's supposed to, I suppose I should say when, because it's a force, ladies and gentlemen. It's a freight train coming, and it's going to come hard and fast. It's pretty impressive. But when this works the way that it's supposed to, what are we going to do when all of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are erased from America? It'll be interesting.
Oh, we'll be free. We'll be independent individuals living life like we want to.
Yeah.
And like we should be. Now, believe it or not, the communists, the people that are for communism, is almost the same as we are. All they want is freedom. They want their liberty. And they think communism is a way to get their freedom or their liberty. Well, they're wrong. People here in the United States think that democracy is a way to get their liberty. Well, they're wrong.
Yep.
Democracy is five wolves and one sheep deciding what's going to be dinner.
Right.
And communism is almost the same thing. A few sheep and a whole bunch of wolves deciding what's going to be for dinner. But in the American way, everybody's a sheep or everybody's a wolf, and there is no difference in the desires of one deciding what they're going to have for dinner. The sheep's going to have grass for dinner, and the wolves are going to catch a rabbit.
I think it was Franklin who exposited that point. Didn't he say something along the lines of the fact that it was a well-armed sheep that would hold intense negotiations or something like that?
A well-armed sheep would hold intense negotiation with the wolf.
Exactly. Hey, I want to get back into that jurisdictional issue that we were discussing before the break, but before we do, we have Paul in Ontario on the line, so I want to go to him real quick.
Hello, good evening,
hey,
Chris.
Hey, Paul.
Hi.
Yeah, thank
you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Chris and Charlie. Charlie, I wanted to ask you a question. I live in Canada. Can you hear me?
Sorry to hear that.
Okay. Do we have in Canada, to the best of your knowledge, the same way of sort of manipulating the law to our advantage the way you do?
When we wrap up the United States, we're going to expand to other nations.
So, are you talking about the North
American... The desire for liberty is not an American... we don't have a copyright on it. Everybody wants liberty.
So we don't... like, if I was pulled over, I wouldn't have those same... I wouldn't have those same rights as you would to say that you're...
You have God-given rights, pal. And one of them, the one God-given right you have is to travel.
But we have a Charter of Rights and Freedoms. We don't have a Constitution. I don't know if we're a former British colony, and we still have a, you know.
Well, you can still declare your independence from the British Crown. Either one person or 100 or a million doesn't make any difference.
And just lastly, in the event that you declare your own independence, like you have, right? Like you're a sovereign in the U.S.
I've drawn a line in the sand, and you ain't going to cross it.
Oh, definitely. I wanted to ask you, in the event that they would declare martial law, because there's a lot of speculation as to what they want to do to, like, you know, suppress the public even further in concentration camps and whatnot,
It's planned, yes. Yes, it is planned.
They couldn't touch you, basically.
Yes, they can. If they've got bigger guns than I do, they can.
Okay. So basically, they could bully you, but legally they shouldn't because you're a sovereign. You're no longer part of the corporation, right?
Well, hopefully we're going to put the corporations out of business before they get to that point.
We
know here in the United States that the cities and the counties and the state and the federal government are corporations.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Yeah.
And as soon as we can shine enough light on that in the public, they'll have to go away. They can't exist because they've been keeping this secret since 1933.
Right. And so I'm going to get off the line. I want to basically, in terms of being in Canada, we're at a disadvantage in terms of declaring sovereignty. Like it's easier in the States, I guess.
It's much easier here, yes, because we are always told that we are free and we have liberty,
which is
a lie because they want us to think we have liberty and that we're free
right.
all the time, you know.
Yeah, liberty's a privilege that they grant you. I just wanted, how do you survive, though? Like, are you able to make ends meet on your own?
I do very well. Mm-hmm. I'm an independent backhoe operator. I own my own equipment. It's not registered, licensed, or taxed in any way, mm-hmm. and everything I can make with it is mine, so I do well.
Great. Thank you for the inspiration, is it? And keep up the great work, and God bless. Have a good night,
gentlemen. Thanks, sir.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul. You too. Thanks for calling in. And like I said, I want to get back to the jurisdictional issue. I really do, but we have Kevin on the line from Minnesota, and I definitely want to chat with him too, so... I think we'll grab him real quick.
Hey, don't turn him callers down.
Nope, definitely not. Kevin, are you there?
Chris, hello, sir, and Mr. Charlie.
How you doing?
Hey, I owe you an apology out of the gates. I haven't had a chance to follow up with you. Extremely busy, and so please accept my most humble apology.
Oh, well, it's quite all right. We're all fighting the fight, and sometimes it takes us away and brings us back, but it all comes around full circle, so... No problems,
yes.
Man.
We will connect very soon. I think about you every day, and we definitely have to connect and start moving forward on some of that stuff we were talking about.
Right. Well, I thank you for that, and also I want to give you some congratulations with where the show's going, and I hope it works out to the best for all of us. It sounds like you're definitely going to start educating some people more so. But go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we're going to bring the truth like a battering ram to everybody who... sorry about that. I think I just freaked out. my board off. But anyway, hey, well, seriously, we're going to bring the truth like a battering ram to the country and, you know, to the neighboring countries and abroad. It's not going to stop till it goes around the world. And it's more than just talking about what's wrong. As I keep mentioning, you know, we want to make sure that we continually come back to what we can do as a redress of grievances and to restore the republic. Anyway, back to you, Kevin. I
absolutely have no problem with ripping somebody's skull off and shoveling a bunch of truth in there.
So, exactly.
If that's what needs to happen, more power to you. But, Mr. Charlie,
yes, sir.
I would like to know what you would think of this scenario that I'm actually currently working on. I am registered with the White Earth Reservation in northern Minnesota.
Okay.
And I have been trying to get the Tribal Council on board on growing industrial cannabis, otherwise known as hemp. Well, I don't know how much you know of the sovereignty issues of Native American reservations, but how would you go about, or any possible procedures that you may pass on to me where I could go through with this without having to play the tap dance?
What do you mean a tap dance?
Well, you know, there was Mr. White Plume on the Pine Ridge Reservation that was going about trying to grow industrial cannabis for a sustainable and economic business for the reservation and trying to get them out of their horrific third world country position.
Wow.
And so this is my goal also. But then all of a sudden the federal government and the DEA try to step in here and they try to say, you know, this and that and the other thing, and just incredibly ridiculous loopholes in order to go through this procedure. And so I was just wanted to pick your brain a little bit and see what you think about that and what a possible route would be.
Well, you know, that's a big chunk to bite off right now with the illegal drug stuff. It would be a lot better if you'd pull your horns in and go for a nice big fat casino.
Well, unfortunately, I do not agree with the casino.
Why?
I don't believe, well, just with the gambling issues, and I've seen many of elders throw away their paychecks and their Social Security and whatnot, and not getting anywhere
better.
That's
the American way.
Well, it may be the American way, but it's kind of a way of digging your own grave.
Yes, it is. And if people want to dig it, I don't want to be the one to decide who gets dead. But if they want to decide who does it for themselves, I'm all for them.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, I'll always say a blessing over somebody's grave. And if that's where they want to put themselves, more power to them. Because maybe they'll get it right the next time. But,
well, that's probably true. The last thing I want to do is stop somebody from fulfilling a dream. And if they got killing themselves in mind, that's, you know, more power to them. We don't need them.
Right. And then I guess another question that I could have, if I could real quickly, is now you're talking about as far as memberships and buying into the stock of the country or the company?
The company. Not the card.
Where would this money go, and how would it be held in the benefit of the individual or the? I guess it would be kind of like a co-op. So
it's similar to a co-op. What we're trying to do, and it's hard to see where the money will come from, but they can give you a scenario. You join a copper card and you buy some stock. And then the copper card people take a judge out of office that has not got an oath of office on file. And then in the lawsuit, we take everything he owns, his house, his car, his bank account, his retirement, and that all goes to copper card. That's where the profits are coming from.
Right.
Now, and some of these judges, like this one I'm going after in Santa Barbara right now, he's been a judge up there for some years, and he's a probate judge. He probates states for dying people or dead people. And him between him, his wife, his two daughters, and his real estate partner, they own 9,000 properties. We're going to have them all.
Right.
They have stole those properties from the people's estates.
And
I was just going to ask the rhetorical question. I wonder where they all came from. Anyway.
Well, that's where they came from. He was the administering estates or the judge in the probate department, and him and his lawyer friends winds up with the properties.
Yeah. Well,
could I say in theory that possibly the, is it called the Copper Club?
Well, we don't want to be violent.
Well,
we want to be nonviolent.
Right. Well, would
but
it
we
be,
want to be effective.
Would it best to say that you would be like a modern day Robin Hood in a sense?
Hey, hold that thought, Kevin. We'll be right back. We're going into a break. You're listening to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast with my special guest, Charlie Sprinkle.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, welcome back to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Last segment with my special guest, Charlie Sprinkle of Copper Cards. Very distinguished guest, obviously a man who walks his talk. And, you know, I was talking to someone earlier today, and he said kind of like a modern Johnny Cash, I guess. And I said, sure. kind of like that, you know. Like I said, very, very cool customer, but not one to be trifled with. I keep mentioning that. You can tell if you've been listening at all. And so, Kevin, go ahead.
Well, it kind of sounds in a little bit kind of like a modern-day Robin Hood. And I have to tip my hat to any gentleman like myself that is willing to immediately deflate these police officers that try to think because they have a badge and a gun that they rule the world. And there's nothing more exciting in my own world than to deflate a police officer. So I wish the best for you. Chris, when you get a chance, give me a jingle. And I wish the best for both of you gentlemen. Have a wonderful evening.
You got it. Thanks, Kevin, for calling in. Really appreciate it and look forward to talking to you soon. And I have to say, and people have heard me talk about it innumerable times, I feel like a stuck record, but I will say it again. You know, in defense of quote-unquote law enforcement officers who are really supposed to be peace officers, these people are being trained to break the law and to violate the Constitution in simple terms. And there is an ideological shift that is originating particularly from one institution that was recently acquired last year, actually, by Blackwater. And that company is or was called Backup Training LLC, headquartered in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, right down on 3rd and Lakeside. And now they officially have that god-awful, god-forsaken logo stuck on their doors down on 3rd and Lakeside. They're officially Blackwater property. But they openly state publicly that they have trained over 9,600 law enforcement agencies, not individuals, agencies around the country. So folks, be gentle and just remember that hopefully through this re-education process we'll bring them on board as well. And they'll understand what kind of acts of tyranny, again, misprison of justice, fascism, that they're guilty of committing without even realizing it.
That's true. In the county I live here in Ventura County, the sheriff's department are my friends, truly. They all know me, and they know I have no driver's license, but they never see me on the road.
Yeah.
Only when I come in a restaurant when they eat, and they'll say, "Hi, Charlie, how you doing?" And then I'll say, "Hi, guys, you doing all right?" But and when the police find out that you're not going to put up with their garbage, they'll become your friend in a heartbeat.
You know, and speaking of that, we could get back to, well, we're not going to get back to the issue of jurisdiction that I wanted to talk about, but we could get back to that issue of posse comitatus, right, that we were talking about the other day, and the fact that I would guess that you're probably a chairman in your area. So
I'm chairman of posse comitatus in Ventura County.
Why doesn't that surprise
you? You can become posse comitatus chairman by getting 30 people together and having somebody nominate a chairman. You put your name, your address, telephone number on a sheet of paper, and who you nominated as the posse comitatus chairman, and you take it to the sheriff or the police department, hand it to him and say, "This is the way it is, guys. I represent the voting population of this county."
Very nice. Charlie, thanks for coming on. I hope we can do it again soon. You've been listening to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You need to go to coppercarts.com, check it out, become a member. Thanks for listening.
Let me tell you why I take Beta.